We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marks and Reese, we are back, and we'll get back to your phone calls. Hang on a second, because 76ers kind of stinks that they lost that game last night, coming off of the Friday night game with Embiid scoring 50. And Ben was he was aggressive Ben again last night.
Oh, he was back.
Like,
yeah, I mean, listen, keep it going, Ben.
Yep.
Keep it going, because now people are going to expect it from you. They suck. Yep. They've seen it. They know you're capable of doing it, so keep it going.
So do it.
Yep.
But it's also like, all right, we know that this team is a player short. They could really use a point guard, even though Ben says he's a point guard. They could use a point guard.
Yes. A real point guard.
A real point guard. And Kyle Lowry is going to be available. Final year of a contract, Philly kid. Still like, he's not the player he was a few years ago, but still a huge upgrade over anything they have right now. And I think he brings a tough mentality to the team too. And he's rumored that the Sixers have interest in Kyle Lowry, which I would. I don't know what you have to give that's of value that the Raptors would want in return over some other teams that would probably offer draft picks or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't know either. You would hope that maybe Kyle has a little bit of influence and maybe he wants to come home to play, right?
That'd be great.
A little later in his career, come home. You got a good basketball team here with the Sixers. You be that point guard that can play next to these guys. And you're going to compete for a championship. So I don't know where else he would go where he could – get more playing time and have the impact and the role that he would have on a championship contending team. Like, he's the type of player that legitimately makes the Sixers a title contender.
Yes.
Because he's a piece that they don't have. Point guard, scoring, clutch, toughness.
Fourth quarter.
Playoff battle tested, championship medal. They got all of that. It's like he's a poor man's Chris Paul.
Yeah, agreed.
Except he has a championship. Right? Like Chris Paul is the type of player that comes in and settles down everything, right? You see what he's done out there in Phoenix? I think Cal Lowry comes in, can do that, and he brings that toughness mentality that the Sixers already have, but it would make him fit right in.
Yeah.
And he's a hometown guy, so we know he's a fit from that standpoint. We would love him here.
Man. Would we ever
Nova Philly
making 30
Sixers
making 30 million this year? So you'd have to you'd have to find the salaries to match it. All right,
30.
Yeah, he's making 30 this year. So here's one potential trade offer that people think they could get it done. Yeah. Danny Green, Mike Scott, Seth Curry, and then and two first round draft picks, 2021 and 2023,
for an expiring.
Yeah, damn, that's a lot.
Well,
now Danny Green, I'll drive him up to the airport. I really think I got better lateral movement right now than Danny Green.
Is that right?
Certain guys I'll try right now as an athlete in this city. Danny Green and Alshon Jeffery are two of them.
Not a lot.
Isn't Danny Green very fluid? Danny Green runs like he has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man, listen. I guarantee you can find Danny Green at one of these rec centers right now.
Yep.
Somebody who's built like him and moves just like him.
Yep.
Dropping jumpers on you with no real athleticism.
6'8", 50 years old, still shooting. No, I agree.
Big shot in his life.
No, in all seriousness, like, Danny Green should be coming off the bench for the Sixers. Should not be a starter.
Yeah, agreed.
Neither is Seth Curry should be a starter.
No, he's a
either.
Role player.
Yeah.
They're role players.
Yeah.
So you get Kyle Lowry, but, I mean, pretty much your two best role
you're giving
players
up your, yeah, you're giving yeah. up your best role players.
Which
so
you can try to, when guys get bought out towards the end of the season, you can try to add some pieces,
okay,
right? Like,
okay.
Kyle Korver never wanted to come back, but a player like that was
right.
a player that you could potentially sign. Coming up towards the end of the season. So
I'm in on Kyle Lowry, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if it's two first-round draft picks, you know, where you're going to be picking is towards the end of the draft.
Yeah, yeah, like, the Sixers should be picking anywhere from 24 to 30 from here on
this
out.
This is a win now, right? Yes. Now. I mean, you are – I mean, listen, they were in on James Harden, so that tells you right. Where they think they are right now.
Yeah, those boys in Brooklyn, you brought up James Harden, man.
Yeah.
Another win for them over a top team.
Yeah.
Yep. Imagine how much different we feel about the Sixers today had they just signed Lowry in 2017. Remember that was the big.
Yeah, that was a. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, like,
who did we sign? Oh, that was the Tobias signing.
Well, no,
right?
They traded for Butler and then traded for Tobias in midseason rather than
they okay. Didn't sign Lowry and then they traded for Butler and they okay. Traded for Lowry because or they, excuse me they traded for Tobias because Ben didn't give them like. The beginning of that season, they're like, we're in trouble. We got to add some players.
No, they traded for Tobias because they it didn't take them long to realize Jimmy wasn't going to work.
Right. We better get somebody else
yes.
In here. Jimmy Wentz?
Yeah. I was just getting ready to say it. Jimmy went Wentz up in here. They were like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
Well,
there's no way we're giving this guy an extension.
But our
they should have.
Our own Kevin O'Connor, who joins us at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, he seems to have some details in on that this Kyle Lowry thing. So we'll talk to him about it on Wednesday. But he seems to think that this could be something the 76ers could get done.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be opposed
Man.
To that move. Yeah.
That
now,
would be
now
awesome.
Bringing Jay Wright to be the head coach. And
well, they should have already done they should have
Doc's
done
doing
that.
A good job, man. Leave Doc alone.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
We're not going to rip Doc today losing the playoffs.
Right. Then
well, until they blow a 3-1 lead, and then Doc does what he does.
All right, so there you go. There's your Sixers update. By the way, I would like to talk about the Flyers, but they got crushed last night in the Winter Classic.
What a game.
I mean, is Carter Hart serious? 6 goals?
I'm just saying,
it's been a regression season from Carson Hart.
Wow. Bigger regression, Wentz or Hart? There you go. It's a good question.
That's a good question, actually.
But
considering last year, didn't somebody have Carter Hart as the number one athlete in this city?
Yeah, Joe DiCamara.
Yeah, we need an update on that one.
I still remember driving in and being like, man, that's a good take, Joe. It is. Like, I respected the take.
I respect that take, Joe. Yeah.
He was halfway pulling it off, too. I'm like, yeah, like, you're not there yet. But at the time, he was playing really well.
He was.
One other thing here, and then we'll get back to the phones. So they had the outdoor series at Lake Tahoe. You had a game on Saturday and then a game on Sunday. The Avalanche and the Golden Knights on Saturday was an afternoon game, and then the Flyers were supposed to play yesterday afternoon. The afternoon game turned into an 8-hour delay after the first period because of sunlight.
That's
they had
a great
to delay
idea.
The game for 8 hours because the sunlight,
of sunlight
was melting the ice. So here's my question, and it was a beautiful scenic rink. It was on the lake with the trees and the beautiful mountains in the back. But I have to ask
I'm
this
saucy.
Question. Didn't the NHL think about if it was sunny, what it would do to the ice? I mean, they're having the game in the afternoon. Would they look at the Farmer's Almanac and they say it's not going to be sunny these days?
they trusted Punk's Tony Phil.
I was going to say, yeah, did they trust him?
This is so NHL-ish. This is their biggest thing that they do, and they have an 8-hour. There was 9 hours between two goals, the goal in the first period and the goal when they started playing again at like midnight.
Yeah, no wonder Carter Hart struggled in that game.
Oh, my God. And
no
then they pushed the game back an hour. Then they're playing at 7:30 at night, and they still had sun.
Yeah.
That was on there, and it was in people's eyes. Like, what are they doing? I know that you want to have this outdoor game because it looks cool and it's great for the NHL, but, I mean, come on. You got to realize that if sun can do that, what are you doing?
Yeah, if you're not going to have it in Chicago, Alaska, Canada, maybe even New York, don't have it outside.
Yeah, Lake Tahoe is not Lake Erie or Lake Michigan where it's freezing butt cold.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're having it somewhere where you know it's going to be cold.
What are they doing?
In February.
Yes. Yeah, Lake Tahoe, I you know, you figure it's winter, it's going to be cold. I guess it was relatively cold, but that sun was blaring down.
Yeah. I got news for you. In that Midwest, you had no shot at it being hot during this time of the year.
If it's in Chicago, it might be too cold.
Exactly, yes. You got no shot of the ice melting outside.
There you go. So, Jack, is Hart officially on your watch list?
Well, I mean, yeah, he has to be. I mean, I think he's allowing like 3 goals a game this year. You know, you're supposed to be the difference maker. We haven't had a goalie since Hextall, right? I mean,
Here we go.
Hart was supposed to be the guy. He hasn't done it yet. I mean, it's disappointing, and Brian Elliott is not supposed to be the answer, so hopefully we can get it rolling here.
How soon are we getting rid of Carter Hart?
Well, we'll see what Indianapolis can offer. See if we can get a first and a third, but we'll see.
All right, Jack, the Twitter question for the 4 o'clock hour, bigger regression, Wentz or Hart?
Should we start calling him Carson Hart?
Yeah.
Now my guy's going to be the butt of jokes,
yeah.
Right?
No, yeah. Yes.
We're going to
yeah.
butt of
for
jokes
a long
now.
Time. Yes. Yeah.
Flyers fans will not appreciate the humor, Jack. They will right. not. It's worth it to put the Twitter question out just to see how mad you get people.
Yes.
So do it.
Hey, I'm just here for the replies.
Yeah, I just want to see what people are going to say. Yep. Oh, sure. Now you're talking about the Flyers. Let's go to back to the phone. Steve in Downtown. Steve, how do you feel about the Carson Wentz situation? How are you?
Well, first of all, thank you, gentlemen, for getting me in.
Thank you.
What's up, Steve?
Yeah, but, on the Wentz thing, I got one word for it, disgusting from the top down. And a few of your other callers used the word soft, so I'll throw that in there, too. But like one of your other callers talked about, moving on to – because we will have another season coming up here. So I have a couple questions about that. You know, especially for Ike, you know, I like the idea of moving Avery to linebacker. I just wanted to know what his feelings were on that.
Yeah.
Because I think
I don't he's care.
Got a lot of good lateral movement. And
I think
he
might get cut. It feels like that's a move that he's trying to save his NFL career.
Yes.
Or you don't think he'll solidify that linebacker spot?
I don't know. But like John just said, when you make a move like that, you're trying to salvage your NFL career. He started off as a DN, a rush in, he's a little small,
right.
Hasn't been able to stick anywhere. So now they're going to play him at linebacker. The problem is he's still best at rushing the passer. So unless they're going to use a linebacker in the form of blitzing him a lot, I don't know if his best suit is dropping him off in coverage.
That's what I was thinking as far as the blitz. But you never know what these coaches got in mind.
Well, that's
now,
a good point.
Well, here's the thing. You got a new coach.
Yeah, that's
so,
a good point.
Yeah, so I can't even – what's his name? What's our defensive coordinator's
Jonathan
name?
Gannon.
Yeah. Listen, I am so out of touch with the hell's going on with this coaching staff. I am really going to have to sit down one day and just break down the coaching staff. What's our defensive coordinator's name again? Jonathan Gannon?
Yes.
My
it
goodness.
Took us a while to get Sirianni
down. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, okay, Jonathan Gannon is our DC. I still don't know what his defensive philosophy is, per se. Like, I don't know if he's an attack-style defensive guy.
I don't think anybody
or whatever.
Does.
So, Avery, they must decide it'd be best he switched to linebacker.
Well, so he's 250 pounds.
Good size.
Yeah, it's good size. He seems like a tweener, right? Like, if they were moving to a 3-4 – remember when Trent Cole had to be an outside rush linebacker in the 3-4, and he was good enough to make it happen, right? It was towards the end of his career. He was good enough to make it happen. Avery, I mean, unless Gannon is looking at him and saying, listen, I'm going to be creative, and I'm going to use this guy at linebacker for specific situations like blitzes or whatever else, maybe. Mm-hmm. It feels like to me he feels like this is his best way of making the team next year.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it's probably not a great – chance of making the team.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know who the hell's going to make this team next year. You get new coaching staff.
I don't care.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to DOT. DOT, what's up?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
DOT.
What's up, DOT?
Hey, man, listen, I was sitting here listening back. First of all, before I go on the Eagles point, I love Embiid, but come on, we ain't going to act like we ain't see what Iverson did, man. Like Iverson was really took over the city, and the players he played with was like, it's nowhere near what Embiid playing with. And Embiid's 7 feet, he's supposed to be doing what he's doing. He's supposed to be doing more than what he's doing, for real, but we ain't going to go into all that. Just know that Iverson really was way different, man. Like, he was built different. Like, he was 150, I think, probably. And he was taking over games. And he was injured most games, he was still playing. But like, I remember a playoff run, he was, like, 7 injuries in, and dude would not quit. He was still playing. So for Embiid to get to that level, we got to at least get us to the playoffs and win games and play games. Like, you got to at least play for y'all, for anybody to put him on Iverson level. At least play games. I know he's talented, but for y'all to put him on Iverson level, or not y'all, but for everybody, but that 20% or close to that, whatever the 80-20, that's crazy. It should have been close to 95-5.
Oh, wow.
Eagles,
yeah, because Embiid don't play up. He don't show up in playoffs. He don't. At least Iverson showed with loss, Iverson showed up. He lost, but he showed up. And he played with worse teams than what Embiid playing with, so I can't.
Well, that's for sure.
That's true, yes.
That's for sure. He definitely played the worst teams.
So, Yeah. Like his best player was Anthony, and he was, wasn't even with the Sixers then. So I can't even go there.
Who was his best? Who was his best 76er teammate? The OT.
I would say Mutombo.
I would say Mutombo.
Mutombo, and that's when he.
And that's sad.
Offensively, I would say Aaron McKee.
McKee was the actual guy that I would have said.
Yeah, but that'd be real. He is not a great scorer.
Oh no,
the sixth man.
No, he's a sixth man. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, can't say that. Like he's playing with Tobias. He's playing with Steph. We can't do that. Like I think that was wrong. But listen, my Eagles playing. I'm still rolling with Wentz. I'm really disappointed in the Eagles because they could have really flipped this way differently if they just did the traditional thing and get your quarterback help. This would be all over. It wouldn't even be talked about. If we move on from Wentz, we just move on from Wentz. We wouldn't have this quarterback back and forth with him and Hurts. If they wouldn't draft Hurts, you could draft the person in the second round to do nothing to help you. Like, that's crazy. And this Aaron Rodgers thing I keep bringing up, Aaron Rodgers, he's on the way out the door. So I would go get a quarterback, too. He's not even in the fifth year, so we keep saying, oh, Aaron Rodgers did this, McNabb did. We're not talking about them. We're talking about our ex-quarterback that was here and should have been still here if it wasn't for the organization handling business the right way.
And him reacting the way he did to, okay, well, but you didn't mention that. That's a big part of it.
No, that's a normal reaction. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is they could have avoided all of that if they would have just got your player some help. I don't understand why you give them that contract if you wasn't planning on getting help. Well, like, that's crazy.
DOT, thank you. Great call. I think that they were trying to. The problem is they didn't do a good job of doing it. If Justin Jefferson is drafted last year,
yeah, I think the Eagles would. If you ask the Eagles, they would tell you that specifically. Howie, if you ask him, he would tell you that he's made mistakes.
Yep,
and he probably wish he had done something differently or what have you. Take this guy instead of that guy. I think they would recognize that. Now they would maybe
just don't ask Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, they may frame it differently, but. Yeah, I think that's Jeffrey Lurie's way of saying, yeah, I know we messed up there.
Yeah, sure. Right, DK instead of Arthega.
Right, yeah. Some of these things are fairly obvious.
Justin Jefferson instead of Rager.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with me, because when I look at Rager, and I thought that he was going to have an impact right off the bat, and I still hope that he is. But
he better.
But the intangibles of handling being a star athlete in a city like Philadelphia in the social media age, he's already, like, you're already seeing it. He's already looking, he's searching his name on Twitter, deactivating his account, reactivating it. Trolling people.
I was gonna say, yeah. How do you think it's gonna go with him as the number one wide receiver?
Well, I mean, I guess that's my point. I can't even say, like, all right, he struggled his first year. There was injuries. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was more than just he was injured. There was more than just he wasn't very good. There was a lot of different things. But like mentally, I don't know if he's gonna be strong enough to last in the city. Nelson struggled with it. We talked about him earlier.
He's basically in Nelson's position now as the number one receiver to everybody. And he's being compared to the kid in Minnesota all the time.
Which is what really gets in his head.
And he knows it. Yes, he knows it.
He sees it.
They really need to start thinking about drafting players that have come from bigger programs that have dealt with serious adversity.
Like that's fair.
It just doesn't seem like they factor that
especially
in
especially to
enough.
Play here.
Right. I don't think they factor in the fan base enough when they're talking about the draft. It is a lot to handle playing here.
That's fair. But to be fair to them, and to be more fair to our fans, I think that had an impact on Wentz more this year than it has in years past. This year, I think it had more of an impact on him for whatever reason. And I think it's primarily because his play couldn't quiet people, right? But in their defense, I think Wentz, there's a culmination of things he had to overcome, not just being under the microscope in Philadelphia from the fans. The Super Bowl with Foles, the injury label factor, right? The locker room stuff that anonymous sources put out there. And then you bring in a young quarterback that seemingly people in the locker room get along with. So you're trying to
– More relatable.
Yeah, you're trying to shake that as well. So I think the fans are down on the pecking order as to the things Wentz had to overcome.
You agreed.
Unless you're just saying the
breaking news.
Wow. I can't wait for this. Go.
What the hell?
Breaking news on 94 WIP is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. What do you got?
According to Ian Rappaport, the Eagles will also be releasing Alshon Jeffrey when the league year begins, which has been obvious for quite a
while.
Hit
the damn music!
Oh, no!
Hit it!
No!
Oh, no.
No, moment flew by. It flew by.
I know.
Yeah, the moment.
Which, like you said, should come as no surprise, but, you know, stating the obvious. There you go. All right.
Oh, hey! Oh, I'm the only one celebrating?
Yeah, you're the Carson's celebrating in Indianapolis.
Well, I wish that, and I know the Eagles didn't want to do it last year because it would have cost them an additional $10 million, but the fact that they even put him in games.
Let me tell you this.
Last year.
And I do still respect Alshon, and I appreciate Alshon for what he did, helping us win that Super Bowl. But he's one of the few players that I will openly be happy is gone. I don't normally do that with the Eagles. I genuinely try to, you know, be Mr. Eagle with the most of these guys. But I can't. Forget about what I think about Wentz, what other people who don't like Wentz think about Wentz. I'm talking about as a teammate, as a former player. I don't like that nonsense he was accused and alleged to have done.
It's a source. Wentz. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell us?
Yeah, why not? Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah. Yeah, that nonsense, I'm out on. Because that's not a foxhole guy. I'm out on that. And I don't have respect for that. I don't have respect for that. I've been on teams where guys didn't like each other, things happen, or what have you. We don't start throwing guys under the bus to save ourselves. Like, that just don't happen. And when you're invested in an organization, and we talked about it the other day, Jack, you said you like the term that I used, the sweat equity thing. Alshon didn't have any sweat equity built up in his organization. He won the Super Bowl in his first year here.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Super Bowl in his first year here, right, with a collection of guys. So it came too easy for him. He had never won anything in his life. It came too easy for him. So when a little adversity hit, instead of pulling together as a team and having each other's back, no, we want to start pointing fingers at each other because the ball ain't being thrown to us. He's playing favoritism by throwing it to Zach Ertz. That was part of the issue. So I'm happy Alshon's gone. I got no time for that. I got no patience for that nonsense.
If he was on the roster on the second day of the new league year, he would have had a $25 million guaranteed salary for 2022, which obviously wasn't going to happen.
And I can't report this officially. Don't think he's going to the Colts.
I can guarantee he's not going there.
Yeah, he's not going to. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. We'll continue rolling the Wentz calls on the other side.
I mean, even Jason Peters, as mad as I was at him, at least he put a decade in here.
Yes.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, Big Red brought him in. He was here for a long time.
Yeah, he put
a
decade in here. He was here longer than he was anywhere else. He's an Eagle. He got drafted by Buffalo. Oh, he didn't even get drafted. He was an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah. Yeah, he was undrafted. College tight end.
And they gave up on him.
All right, more Wentz calls coming up next. Also, we have to wish a happy birthday to a close, close friend of the Marks and Reese Show. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.